they had Zion pulling the whole year.
Yep.
A couple of those games could be flipped.
Yep.
But you're right. I mean, everybody, there's a little bit of woulda, coulda, shoulda on everybody's resume. If you're asking me who I think the top four teams are versus who the top four seeds are going to be, is that what we're talking about?
I think he wants to know who you think the top four seeds will be.
Okay. A lot of this is based on strength of schedule. I was talking about this on my podcast. If I'm not mistaken, Tennessee's got the toughest road to go. And if I'm not mistaken, Auburn might have the easiest. Somewhere in between is South Carolina and Florida. So when it all comes out in the wash, and then, of course, there's Kentucky. And I still think if Kentucky wants to defend every game, they're a really tough out. And I think they'll be one of the favorites to win the SEC tournament. Nashville, we all know they'll pack it with tickets. I would say the top four, and to get that double bye, which we all know is very valuable, I think Tennessee will be there. I think Alabama will be there. I think either a South Carolina or Kentucky will be there. And then there's Florida right there on the fringe. Those are the teams that are going to be fighting for those spots. And I really think it'll come down to the actual last game, which you'll have to fill me in, Steve. Who's Florida's last game in conference play?
Is it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Alabama, Vandy, maybe?
I don't. We'll double check it. But I would promise you it could very well come down to that game, whether or not Florida cracks the top four.